Well, it's the heart of summer now, and it's time for a quick summer challenge update for Compassion Radio. First of all, thanks to all of you who have accepted our challenge to join our vision team for the first time. We're making progress on our goal of at least 200 new vision team partners before September 1. Compassion Radio giving partners make it possible for us to also have special ministry projects, like Bibles for China, Door of Hope in South Africa, or the Treasure Audio Bible Project, which places audio Bibles in some of the most remote places around the world. These powerful partnerships and projects happen because you make Compassion Radio possible, and we're here to tell you all about it. If you haven't before, please consider joining our vision team to support one of the most unique media missions in the world today. Just choose an amount that suits your faith and God's provision. Frank will tell you how to do that later in the program. God bless you, friends. And now, to today's story.
This time on Compassion Radio.
The reality is that it's very easy for me to say people are doing well and doing without any difficulty, but the reality is you and I both know that in the individual day-to-day walking with the Lord, we're saying, what am I to do next? These things can become periods of anxiety, and the Lord even uses those periods of waiting on Him for His purpose. We need to pray specifically that God would encourage them day by day, and that as time goes on, it would become evident what He's doing in each individual life of each missionary who's coming to this region.
Very good.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Today, Bram catches up with Chris Creech, who along with his wife Faith pastored for many years before being called to serve in ministry in East Asia. He and his wife have been back in the U.S. for a few years now and are currently working to help combat the growing oppression of Christians around the world. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's the second half of that conversation.
When the persecution hits, and it's just beginning in many ways, it's a technical persecution right now, as the awareness of this surveillance state grows amongst those who are being surveilled, that they're not shirking back from their responsibilities to the gospel or from their joy in the gospel, but they're doing exactly what the New Testament Christians always did, which was to respond with the threat as one of those opportunities to suffer for Christ. And knowing that that will happen, knowing too that the promise of God's presence would not be taken from them. And that's something we have a hard time understanding in the West. Those who face persecution almost look forward to it with anticipation and joy because they know that God will show up. And in doing that, they get to experience Him firsthand like many others never get to do. I know that's kind of an oxymoron. It's a paradox, but it's true. And it's been true in the scriptures ever since they've been given to us. Read for me into the future, the tea leaves a bit here, friend. What do you think is in for the believers in Southeast Asia and from the big country, and how should we be lifting them up in prayer here in the West?
Bram, we did not see any discouragement. I wouldn't say it's not there. We didn't see it. The biggest immediate concern was, how do people get a visa to stay in this country? In other words, what's their next step? And there was some concern about that. But, you know, the Lord knows, I certainly don't, and you don't, but I foresee an explosion of the gospel in the entire region. These missionaries are in a country which is largely unreached, and God has brought them there for a purpose. I envision an explosion of the gospel in that particular country, which is really unreached. And I also expect to see an explosion of the gospel throughout the big country. And the other country in Asia that we've not talked about, which is also seeing some missionaries not expelled, but leaving because of danger to themselves, they've also come to that region as well. The two biggest countries in Asia I'm speaking of. These events, I think, are orchestrated by the Lord, and I expect to see a great harvest, very significant, not only in the big country, but also in the second big country and in Southeast Asia, which has largely been unreached. So I think that's coming.
Well, largely unreached is a matter of exponential numbers. We think in the West of millions being reached. You can't even begin to talk about the peoples of Asia without talking in the billions.
Yeah, that's right.
And we know that the vast majority of humanity lives between the zero meridian and going east from there, about a third of the way around the world. We are the minority peoples on this planet for sure. And obviously God cares about every single group that's out there. He designed us to be where we are today. He orchestrated history itself, I believe, to put us in the places where we are. I do believe also that God has a big heart for the peoples that are mostly unreached. And everywhere we go, the believers that I've seen in these countries tend to be the most joyful and the most pleasant to be around because they are so full of an expectancy that God is doing something very special and that he loves them very much. They don't look with disdain on their own home cultures. They realize that God is up to something and it's all for their good. I'm encouraged to hear your report, Chris, about the attitude of those who are coming down. Now, you mentioned before also that some of the people that are coming for training in this third country that is also not being mentioned by name, are they planning to go back right away to their home city, or are they trying to sojourn there in that country for a while?
I would say largely it's a wait and see.
Okay.
Now, some, as I mentioned, this training that the pastor was doing are going right back into the big country. But others are waiting to see what the Lord is calling them to do. We did run into some who had been missionaries from other countries, not national missionaries, but they were intending to make smaller country in Southeast Asia the focus of their mission. And in one case, a young couple that we met who were in a significantly large city in the big country who had gone out of this small country, gone to another small country in the region, applied for a visa to come back to the country where we were. And if this is not too confusing, I hope it's not. It took them some time to arrange a visa, but they did receive a long-term visa. Their purpose and intent is they're seeing themselves as being called by God to minister in this new country to them. Now, they are not from any country in Southeast Asia. They're not from the big country. But they are Asians.
Hmm. Well, it seems like it's a multiplicity of crossroads for sure. And I'm glad that God's setting up his people at all those crossroads.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris, let me circle back around to the questions we haven't answered yet. Prayer list. How do we in the West pray for those who are in this situation right now in all of these countries of Southeast Asia? What's the biggest need you see that you know that we are capable of understanding enough to address in prayers and have the courage to pray with some authority?
The first thing I would say in prayer is rejoicing.
Mm.
God's in control. He may be bringing about a great harvest. It may even be the final harvest. I don't know that. The Lord does. But we're seeing some very clear movement that is, I believe, orchestrated by God, even though evil intends to overthrow the kingdom. That's not going to happen. The kingdom is unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to rejoice in the Lord. For individuals, we need to pray that God would give them clear direction as to what their next step is.
Mm.
I have no doubt that's going to happen, but I also believe that in that process, people need to be encouraged. We need to pray for them to not lose their courage in what's happening and to remain steadfast in the Lord. The reality is that it's very easy for me to say people are doing well and doing without any difficulty, but the reality is you and I both know that in the individual day-to-day walking with the Lord, we're saying, what am I to do next?
Mm.
These things can become periods of anxiety,
yeah.
And the Lord even uses those periods of waiting on him for his purpose. We need to pray specifically that God would encourage them day by day, and that as time goes on, it would become evident what he's doing in each individual life of each missionary who's coming to this region.
Very good.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. The second half of today's broadcast is coming up right after this.
This is Cher Nelson. This 75th year of broadcasting is very important and emotional for us. Important because God is opening new opportunities and new places for us to be able to share the compassion of Christ to the persecuted but triumphant church around the world, and to take God's word to people who have never heard or read. And emotional because we are challenged to preserve the amazing legacy of the ministry first Wilbur Nelson and then Norm left with us. Norm left us much sooner and more suddenly than any of us anticipated, and we have earnestly endeavored to continue the path that was laid down before us. But we're facing a difficult financial season, and we don't have the warm and trustworthy voice of Norm to tell you how much we need your support. But Wilbur always said, in times of financial need, ask the Lord and tell the people. And so that's what we're doing, asking the Lord to touch hearts and telling you, we need your partnership. Not just your money, but your prayer-covered partnership giving, especially if you can join our vision team with a monthly pledge. But if you believe in our working together, we need your support however and whenever you can, and especially this month. Please, dear friends, will you help us?
To support Compassion Radio, call 800-868-2478 or go to CompassionRadio.com. Or you can write P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And last but not least, you can text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And thank you so very much.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Has heard.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
What's the biggest need you see that you know that we are capable of understanding enough to address in prayers and have the courage to pray with some authority?
The first thing I would say in prayer is rejoicing. God's in control. He may be bringing about a great harvest. It may even be the final harvest. I don't know that. The Lord does. But we're seeing some very clear movement that is, I believe, orchestrated by God, even though evil intends to overthrow the kingdom. That's not going to happen. The kingdom is unstoppable. And I think we need to rejoice in the Lord. For individuals, we need to pray that God would give them clear direction as to what their next step is. I have no doubt that's going to happen, but I also believe that in that process, people need to be encouraged. We need to pray for them to not lose their courage in what's happening and to remain steadfast in the Lord. The reality is that it's very easy for me to say people are doing well and doing without any difficulty, but the reality is you and I both know that in the individual day-to-day walking with the Lord, we're saying, what am I to do next? These things can become periods of anxiety, and the Lord even uses those periods of waiting on Him for His purpose. We need to pray specifically that God would encourage them day by day, and that as time goes on, it would become evident what He's doing in each individual life of each missionary who's coming to this region.
Very good. We can commit to that. In fact, before we get off the air this time, I would ask you to lead us in prayer for that. So my final question for you, Chris, before we go to prayer is, how does this benefit the church in the West, and how should we view it? What's the perspective that God wants to give us about His purposes in the world in this generation as we look at what's going on in East Asia?
Well, the same effects that I just mentioned upon those Asian missionaries affect people like me and people like you. We have a ministry in Asia, but that's going to change now. The classes that we've been teaching for missionaries is revolving how to avoid Satan's attacks through toxic relationships within mission teams. That's going to change. It's going to be more difficult for us to teach those things. So what is God calling us to do personally? And the same will affect you in your ministry in Asia. So I would say, to a lesser extent, our ministry will change as well. And we have to determine what it is God is calling us to do in that particular situation.
So I'll lump in the American church as part of that us now, and I'll be encouraging our listeners to be praying for what God has for the church here in the West, along with their brothers and sisters in the East, because a lot of things have got to change if we're going to be up to the task of following Jesus into this next big opportunity and crisis that is the second half of the 21st century.
Yes.
So, Chris, do you mind if I ask you to pray over the believers, your brothers and sisters there? Because you can see their faces in your mind's eye when you think of them. So if you could lead us in prayer together with you over the people that you've seen face to face, whatever God lays on your heart.
Yes, Brent. Lord Jesus, I am grateful to you for the opportunity to share with Bram and with the audience that you've given to him what's taking place in the regions where we have had ministry in the past. I'm grateful to you for that. My wife and I are deeply grateful that you give us the opportunity to continue to have ministry among some dearly beloved brothers and sisters in you in that region. Lord Jesus, I'm thinking right now of those individuals, particularly hundreds of individuals we met from one country, not the big country, not even the second big country, but an Asian country where they are having a strong missionary presence throughout the region. Lord, I want to ask you to take care of those individuals. I want to ask you to give them insight and wisdom regarding what the next step for their ministry is. You have clearly orchestrated a movement, and this ejection from the big country is not something which is a surprise to you. The same thing happened in 49 when the communists took control, and the result was the explosion of the church, dramatic explosion. We expect the same thing will happen this time. Lord, we ask you just to encourage each particular individual on a day-to-day basis, Lord Jesus. I want to ask you to encourage our friends, take care of them, those whom we have known for many, many years in that region, and those who are new to the region. We had so many opportunities to meet so many wonderful Christian friends and develop new relationships. Lord God, we ask you together in prayer that you will encourage them day by day, give them wisdom, help them to rest in you, help them to realize that though they may not know the next step yet, the next step will be made known at exactly the right time. Lord, we are grateful to you. We see so much courage in these individuals, so much more courage than many of us in the West have ever had to demonstrate in our ministry. And yet, Lord, we also know there are times of discouragement. So be with them, Lord. Watch over them. And Lord God, we pray that we will see the result of this being very positive in the same way that you have empowered and created a great revival and harvest as the result of persecution in the past. I still think of Acts 8 when persecution came, and the result was as the scattering of the church and the growing of the church. And Lord God, I pray the same thing would take place here. Mm-hmm. We leave that to you, Lord, and I ask you to continue to bless our brothers and sisters in Jesus there. I'm talking about the nationals from the big country, those from other countries. Lord, you know who they are. I want to ask you, Lord Jesus, to protect that one pastor whom we met whose life is clearly in danger because of what he's doing. Take care of him, Lord. What great courage this man has, that he hasn't changed his aggressive stance toward the gospel at all. He's just changed his location. Lord God, be with this man. Protect him. And I pray that you will honor his ministry. There's many others we met, Lord, who are also doing similar ministry. Some are even having ministry in the neighboring countries with neighboring tribes of people in other countries now. Lord God, I pray that you will empower them when they reach out to some of the tribal peoples of the neighboring countries. And Lord God, I pray that you'll just be blessing them in all that they're doing. And particularly, Lord, this country has been largely unreached. I pray that would change now. And I pray, Lord, that that would be to your glory. And we leave all this in your hands, Lord. We trust it to you. And I would add one final prayer. You give Faith and I the next step in our ministry, for it's got to change in that region as the result. We trust this all to you, Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Chris, I know your prayers aren't practiced, but you do have a lot of practice in prayer. God's given you a great heart for it, a pastor's heart, and a pastor for pastor's heart. So I pray that God would bring you and Faith to the next step in your ministry in a powerful way and fill it with lots of joy, too. So we look forward to hearing what God has for you next. And I look forward to dropping in on you by phone sometime when you're back here in the States again. Thanks so much for being with us today on Compassion Radio.
Thank you, Bram. We appreciate the opportunity to be with you. Thank you.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And now second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. Be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.